The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
8:39 is the time. All right, now, good morning to you from all the gang here on The Breakfast Show. Now, Leia Super Troopers Health Homework Program. You may have heard about it if your kids are coming home from school telling you about it. It's a popular program aimed at kids between 9 and 12 years of age, and it focuses on nutrition, physical activity, and mental well-being. And new to the program this year is Leia Super Trooper TV, a series which has all episodes available at this website, Leia Super Trooper. Sounds like a lot of fun. It features some famous faces, including Anna Geary, Carl Henry, James Kavanagh, and Irish and Leinster rugby captain Johnny Sexton. And after the show yesterday, I headed out to Educate Together School, great school out in Skerries, North County Dublin, for a chat with Johnny Sexton. Johnny, nice to see you. How are you?
You too. Yeah, thanks. All good.
Good. So we're in a primary school. What were you like in school? Where did you go? Were you a kind of a brainy type, or more kind of leaning towards the sport? Or what was the story?
Well, I always leaned towards the sport. I was in KPS in Upper Ratmines up till about 10, and then I went to St Mary's then after that.
Yeah.
And stayed there my whole until I was 18.
And were you diligent? Were you, you know, hard worker, or were you trying to avoid stuff? Or?
I was diligent with my work, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure the teachers would say I was probably a little bit mischievous in class and always keen for a laugh. But no, I worked hard at my homework and studies, and my parents drove me pretty hard on that.
And were you, did they have gold stars back in those days? I mean, did you get a gold star for anything?
Yeah, we had tests in Mary's. We had report cards every week. And I remember my mum was always focused on the, you know, your appearance and your, you know, how well you presented. You used to get graded on that. You used to get graded on everything. And then my dad was only interested in maths and science and all that. Yeah. So, and behaviour my mum was more interested in. So they both sort of ticked all the boxes, I think.
And would you, just when you say maths and science and all that, would you say you lean towards the kind of the languagey thing, or the mathematics and
maths,
all the
when
way?
You could be right or wrong. That was the, that's where I used to love, you know, at the end, if you got the equation right,
Happy
days. Yeah. Language wasn't my strong point, which was ironic because I ended up in Paris for a couple of years.
Yeah.
I had to go back
to learn.
And I probably obviously leaned on my leaving shirts French at that stage.
Yeah, exactly. So, and what about your own kids? Like, having young kids, one of the, like, if you're coming home after a match, whether you've had a great match or an awful match, I mean, is it a great leveler when you come home to your own kids? How do they react? Do they know that you are the legend that everybody else talks about all the time, or are you just dad?
I'm probably just dad. I think they're starting to figure it out a little bit now. Yeah. Obviously, being at the games and being on the pitch at the end of the games, and it's very special for me as well as them. But you come home after a bad game or a good game, and it doesn't really matter to them. So they love it. They love it at the moment. I don't think they get it when people ask me for a picture in a restaurant or
what's the point of that?
So it's good. It is good.
Yeah, and I mean, are they interested in rugby, like as a game, or playing the game, or? Do you think?
Yeah, Luca plays now. The girls are 6 and 4, nearly 4. So they will play. They're playing basketball at the moment. Yeah. They're doing PE, really extensive at that age, and they'll take up whatever sports they want, you know, probably next year. But Luca's starting to get interested in it now, and he's loving the games and loving going along. But he's more interested in the other players. James Lowe's his favourite player.
Oh, really?
And Bundy Aki. So he obviously likes the all-action kind of
Well, he's probably
players.
A bit complacent with you. He probably said, I know you're a man. Like, you know, so
he doesn't like that I don't score tries. That's the thing. Yeah. He likes the guys that score tries.
Not exciting enough.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So big game, of course, on the 28th of May. Champions Cup final against, people are saying it's Leinster versus Rog, basically. You know, how do you feel about that, the whole idea of La Rochelle? And I mean, are you looking forward to it? Are you looking forward to the challenge?
Of course, yeah. It's going to be an incredibly tough game. I think they beat us last year in the semi-final. Mm-hmm. You know, they got to two finals last year, and then to get to another final now for a club that traditionally wasn't one of the powerhouses in France, they've certainly turned into it. So it's going to be incredibly tough. We know last year they taught us a few lessons, and it's a big game for us.
You know the way there's people around, like Keith Wood, for example, Brian O'Driscoll, Tommy Bowe, Donegal, Callaghan, all these guys that have gone into the media? Would you see yourself being, you know, kind of on the radio or TV or... So you're very photogenic, you know that?
I've got a face for radio. And I don't see myself going that way. Never say never, but yeah. I don't see myself going that way after I've built up such good relationships with the younger guys in the squad. I would hate to have to sit on the TV and criticise them or say bad things about them. So I'll dip
but my could you see yourself going into maybe the kind of the training, coaching, get out of the way?
Like a passion of mine. Yeah. But it's very difficult to do that because with young kids, you see what Rodgers had to do.
Yeah.
You see what Felipe Contepomi's had to do. He's, you know, from Argentina over here, and he's gone back to Argentina. Rodgers went from retiring to Paris to New Zealand back to France to La Rochelle. So it's just probably not for my family. So that's probably why I wouldn't get involved. I'd love to stay in the game in some capacity. You know, maybe consultancy here and there, or go in a week here or there to different organisations and see what.
Because I'd say it's easy. You're easy enough it's easy enough for you to talk the truth. So I'd say punditry would be good, but yeah, that's not something that you're attracted to. Where you would, I know you don't want to be talking about these guys that are on the pitch.
I'd rather be friends I'd rather maintain a relationship with the for example Gary Ringer, James Ryan, Robbie Henshaw, these type of guys that I've played with for, you know, years, and to then have
maybe
to
when you get older and more bitter.
Yeah, maybe. Exactly. Yeah, that's it.
So some would say that if you were one of the seven dwarfs, now I'm not saying this, but some would say that you would be Mr. Grumpy or something like that. You know, would you you look fairly happy. You could like a Mr. Happy now today, and definitely not Mr. Sleepy. So, you know, but you know the way you would have the reputation that you, is it because you're so passionate about the game? Do you think that you get annoyed about things? A bit like Roy Keane, to be honest.
Of course, definitely. And I suppose it's a fair criticism, or
it's not a criticism, just observation.
But then I hope that when I meet people in public or meet people, you know, out and about, that they go, "Wow, he's very different." But because when you're in the pitch, you're heat of the moment, you're prepared so hard for this event, and you want it to go well. And I've always been a bit like that. I probably take it too serious at times, but that's just the way I am.
Don't change.
Well, Joe Schmidt told me that. He told me you need to calm down a bit, this, that, and then after a few weeks he said go back to being yourself. it's hard to please everyone.
Stay tuned, we got more from Johnny coming up. He's answering the tough questions from our youngest listeners directly after Bit of Harry As It Was. His album's coming out tomorrow, I do believe. That's Harry Styles there, As It Was. Now, we're in the middle of our Johnny Sexton interview, and hopefully you are enjoying it. Pleasure to meet him yesterday in Educate Together School in Skerries. And during the week, we asked the kids listening to the show to send us in questions for Johnny on voice notes, and they came in their droves. Big interest there. After listening to every single one of them, we put a selection of them. See, a lot of people are asking the same question again, understandably. So we put a selection of them to Johnny, and we started with a really good question from Leo. Thank you, Leo.
I'm Leo O'Keefe, and I'm just wondering, what goes through your head before you take a kick? Thank you.
What goes through my head before taking a kick? Well, what I'm trying to do is calm my thoughts down. So I'm trying not to think about much. What I'm trying to focus on is the target, where I'm trying to kick the ball to, where on the ball I'm trying to hit. Match them up together and try and visualise them going from that spot to that spot. But all the time distractions come in, and you got to try and calm them down. And I do that by taking a deep breath, and by focusing on my breath I can try and block out the distractions or the nagging little voice that comes in from time to time.
Okay, we've got Siobhan as well. Siobhan's question.
Hi, Johnny. This is Siobhan here. I'd like to ask you, how long do you spend practicing kicking a day?
Yeah, how long I spend practicing? It depends from week to week. Because if I've played on a Saturday, I'd normally be very sore on Sunday and Monday, so I wouldn't kick those days. If I don't play, I will kick. And then I always kick Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and then before the game on a Saturday.
Okay, we've got Jake there as well. Hi, Jake.
My name is Jake O'Gorman, and I'm 7 years old. How old were you when you started playing rugby?
When I started playing, I was five or six, I think, down in Bective. My dad's a Bective man, and he was always involved with the club, so I was just going in there. Spent my childhood down there, Saturday, Sunday, during the week as well, going down watching my dad coach. So, started very young.
Robert is there as well. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Johnny. Robert from Cashel here. How do you stay so calm when people are taunting you?
Taunting? Even though I could tell you it's from Cashel anyway. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, especially when you care and... you know, you want to win, and it's probably not my strong point, staying not distracted. So it's probably something I'm still learning.
Shawnee is there as well.
Hi, Johnny. I'm Shawnee in Clare. You're a legend. And what's a good pre-match meal?
Oh, I have the same pre-match meal for every game. Which
really?
Is spaghetti bolognese. The night before. So that would be your big pre-match meal. And then I always keep a bit for the next day. Last week, my dog ate my pre-match meal. So I didn't have spaghetti bolognese for the first time in years, which I was worried about.
Oh, my God.
But I played well, so maybe I'm going to have to get rid of it.
Good one. So that's for all the mums and dads out there trying to get people to eat their spaghetti bolognese if it's not their favourite. You want to be like Johnny? That's the one. Amelia wants to ask a question as well.
Hi, Johnny. I'm Amelia from Enniscorthy. My question is for you. If you weren't a rugby player right now, what would you be doing?
Good question. Probably be like a failed golfer, like on one of those terrible tours and trying to get into the big one.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'd be just working, I think. I had a degree in commerce, so working for a business somewhere probably.
But instead, you're living the dream.
Exactly.
There you go. And, this is a good one now because there's a lot of, all codes going around. Louis has a question for you.
Hi, Johnny. It's Louis Corcoran in Dunmore East. What soccer team do you support?
Man United.
Oh!
Enough said.
tough season. But there's always next season. And Owen sounds a bit strange to me, but this is a guy called Owen.
Hi, Johnny. My name is Owen. And I'm 39 and a half years old. I'm from Cork. I was wondering if the next time that you're playing against Munster, if you might let them win. Because every time that Munster lose, I cry. And I've been crying a lot. Thanks, Johnny. Bye.
So, would you consider it?
I hope you'll be crying.
So finally, I don't know whether you're aware, but we've got a comedy piece on The Breakfast Show on Today FM called Gift Grub.
Yes.
And you are one of the most popular Gift Grub characters on the show.
I nearly stopped you from interviewing me today off the back of it.
Really? Oh, sorry.
I said, I'm not doing an interview with them.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's more a slag on me, to be honest with you, and my lack of knowledge, and also the fact that I would be a lot older. So I'm asking kind of things that are kind of like dad jokey sort of things of the Johnny Sexton character, and he gets annoyed and calls me old man and all this kind of stuff. there's another guy there. To end today's interview, we've got a short message from somebody who you know very well, and we just hand you over the...
How's it going, Johnny? It's Rog here. I'm absolutely buzzing with excitement about the Champions Cup final. Can't wait to face you, mano a mano, Johnny. So, just remember all the favours I did you in Racing 92, all the coaching I gave you with your kicking. So remember, when it comes down to the last couple of minutes and you have a kick to win the Champions Cup, remember what I said? Started out to the right. And then further right, Johnny. Further out to the right again. As they say in France, ne plat plus, cheval, le mac ne sait pas, encore en foi.
What the hell does that mean? It's gone. So anyway, listen, good luck on the 28th. We'll all be rooting for Leinster, of course. Well, all the Leinster people. Well, I think the whole country will be rooting for Leinster, you know?
I doubt it.
You know? So, and thank you very much for talking to us today.
Thank you.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 7 a.m.